Like most parents, Mamak Khadem's mother and father wanted the best for her. So in 1978, they had her leave Iran and move to America to finish high school. They could never have guessed what would happen next. In 1979, Iran had a revolution. Then Iran and Iraq had a bloody 8-year war. Mamak Khadem was stuck, alone, in America. So she immersed herself in traditional Persian music to stay connected to her native land. Years later, she is one of the most celebrated Iranian singers in the world. Her latest CD is called Jostajou.
Persian music, the traditional Persian music, is really centered around the poetry. So the singer and the poetry are the driving force, really, and the instruments are really just shadowing and following the singer. And the singer is supposed to take a piece of poetry. Usually in the traditional music, they have the ancient poetries have been the ones that are chosen. And the singer basically chooses a poetry and they take it into pieces and, you know, they...
And it goes from there. There is a song on this album, on Jostajou, which is based on a poem by Rumi, the 13th century Sufi.
The first track, poet. Number one, yes.
Will you tell me about it? It's called The Return.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rumi is a very well-known poet, and that's really, really wonderful that people from all different cultures know Rumi and his poetry.
What is the Bazam Adam, the return, about?
This is about us going from, it's like a circular thing, the return. We come and then we go. It's almost like saying that the celestial bird, you know, the bird that belongs to heaven, it's coming down to earth, and that's like a suffering, you know, it's like really our fear. There's no point in our fear, because this is where things are hard. This is
we
where the hardship
is. We fear being
is.
Here, but the bird fears having to come where we are.
Exactly. And so our space really is a space where it's up. We're supposed to be up, you know, as human beings. And that's what really interests me about Rumi, is that Rumi always sees the potential of human beings.
He sees beyond where we are to where we can be.
Exactly. That's like his ultimate potential. And the interesting thing is that, for example, the Bazam Adam, when I read this poetry a few years ago, I had a different interpretation at the time. And it's like, I feel like I have grown spiritually since then. And so when I read it this time, there's something added to it or something completely different comes up. And I'm sure that in like a few years I read the same poetry, then I will feel like, oh my God, this is something that I had not noticed in the past.
And maybe you'll find a different melody to sing it again.
Absolutely.
And
I'm
feel
open
it
to
differently.
That. Absolutely. Yeah, it would be a completely different story then.
Do you think of these songs as sacred songs? Are they spiritual songs or are these secular songs?
I don't really think about them in terms of spiritual or secular. I think that good music, something that touches your heart, has to be sacred, you know, has to come from a good place to go to the right place, in other words.
Well, there's a lot of reference to the divine and to heaven and earth. Would you ever consider singing religious songs? Would you sing words from the Quran, for instance?
If I was living in Iran, then I would find out pretty soon whether that was forbidden or not. But I know that definitely religiously, as a woman, you cannot recite those words from Quran in public.
Thank you. In the Islamic tradition, the call to prayer is a musical call. It sets up space in which you can begin to think about worship. Is there something similar in the music that you sing?
I think so. I know that melody is more special melodies and special patterns in music are more likely to take me to spaces. It could be even just one note that would take me to that space.
Mama Khadem's latest CD is called Jostajou.